Inside the community room at ArtStart in Rhinelander, artist Norma Dykus Pennycuff helps make sure the ink is even across the metal letters laying across the letterpress.
Just every now and then I'm like, if that, some of these letters have been used quite a bit, so we have to kind of give them a little help.
Face up and backwards, the letters spell out the short phrase, "We were happy." It's my response to the prompt, what do you need to say to someone that you've lost connection with?
That doesn't mean somebody died, it can, but it could be somebody who moved away. You know, I think of like family members that you don't see for several years, no one's mad, it's just, you just don't run into them for several years.
Dykus Pennycuff has been taking this prompt around the Rhinelander community, into the high school, Nicolet College, NAMI Northern Lakes, and the youth art studio at ArtStart. After free writing to the prompt, Dykus Pennycuff helps people pick out a short phrase or select words to letterpress onto a 5x7 cardstock paper.
It's been very interesting to me to see things that the data has already shown. Like, there's a lot of hurt in our teenagers that needs to be addressed somehow. And even though I don't necessarily have the tools where I can be like, hey, would you like therapy immediately right now? It's kind of confirming those statistics and numbers in a way that's making it more real for me and makes me realize how much more those kids need advocacy.
A 2023 community health report from the Oneida County Health Department showed 16% of high schoolers have considered suicide and 8% have attempted suicide. The number of Oneida County hospitalizations for self-inflicted injuries have increased significantly over the last several years. These numbers reflect a need in the community, especially among teens.
It's been very apparent to me that the Northwoods is lacking in mental health care availability and resources. So anything I can do to kind of support that, and there's art, is kind of like the best of both worlds.
The cards with phrases the group at ArtStart was creating last week will be part of a larger art project that is in the works at Hodag Park. In the pavilion above the beach house, Dykus Pennycuff and Minnesota-based artist Whit Siosoko are creating the Together sculpture. It will be a large bench covered in tiny mirrors. It uses bone conduction technology, so when people lean back in certain spots, it will vibrate so they can hear what people printed on their cards from the workshops.
We're recording whatever they print, and then there will be other art incorporated on that day that will be copies of the prints that we're making on the presses. So it'll be nice to have like real local voices in that bench so that people can hear as people reflect on it while you look at this beautiful lake. And then we're also going to have mirrored text on the ceiling that will be what people have printed in the workshops.
The Together sculpture is part of ArtStart and Rhinelander's Greater One Nation, One Project initiative. The city was one of 18 selected nationwide to inspire art to help heal. In Rhinelander's case, the focus is on mental health. The larger project to come from the One Nation, One Project is the new skate park at Hodag Park that is currently in the design phase. The idea is to create a skate park to give teens and young adults a place to make them feel like they belong in this community. Melinda Childs is the Community and Cultural Development Director for ArtStart. She says it was partly in response to one of their friends who took their own life.
And it just kind of opened all of our eyes, you know, to how that's really a pressing issue here in many places, but here it's closer to home. We're a small community and it's you feel those losses and you feel the frustration of not having the resources and you feel the frustration of the lack of services for people that might be on the fringes, I guess, you know. And if you use the skate park analogy, we have lots and lots of support for organized sports and we had a decrepit skate park that fell apart, you know, so we're trying to serve everybody.
Dylan Bray is a recent high school graduate who has been using the temporary skate park at Hodag Park until the new one is built, which he is very much looking forward to, not just for better skateboarding, but also for the stronger community he believes it will create.
I think it's great to get out, and not only because you get to go out and surround yourself with other people from the community, but it's also great to for your health too. It's a great exercise, it's great. It's just all around a great thing to do for yourself and the people around you.
Whit Siosoko, who has worked on a similar art and skate project in Minneapolis, got involved in the skate park project early on. He He helped Art Start and the skate park group over it advocate to Rhinelander City Council for the skate park.
You know, they just want to see themselves invested in, and they want to see it for the long term. And if they're already identifying that a skate park is one of those things, then we should invest in those things.
While Siasoko, Dykus Pennycuff, and all the others involved in the project know a skate park or a sculpture aren't a replacement for mental health professionals, they do know having a sense of community and belonging can go a long way to helping improve a person's mental health. And they know art can be that prescription.
I think this is a pretty heavy topic, and I think it's something that needs to be talked about and it needs to be addressed, and people need to be open and to meeting new people and hearing other people's thoughts, because as we've seen over the years, we've lost quite a few people to suicide and depression and social isolation, and maybe an invite to meet a stranger at the park is like something that we need to do more often. We need more opportunities to get together. And this is one of those. And hopefully it just starts and there's more of these things here in Rhinelander.
For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.